If you follow me on Twitter, at Documentally, you will probably be aware that the last couple of weeks have seen me trawling through boxes and bits and bobs that have not been open for a long time. A lot of stuff from attics that I stored away a while ago that I'm thinking I need to go through now. eBay, what I really don't want, repack and store stuff that I kind of want to keep for prosperity. I'm a bit of a hoarder. Find it difficult to throw stuff away, and I've just found a pager. I'm guessing that after CBs and walkie-talkies, it was my first kind of proper communication device. I'm sure I got a pager before a mobile phone. I believe my first phone was by 1-to-1, and I don't know when this pager dates from. I'm thinking it was mid to late 90s. Nevertheless, it's in my hands and a battery was just placed in it, and as if by magic it fired into life, and there was a couple of messages on there, a couple from a guy that I haven't spoke to in over 10 years that I've lost contact with. And when I called the number that he'd messaged me on, it's now a Chinese restaurant, which is random, but even weirder, not too far away from where I'm living now, so that was weird. And then there was a message from a girl on there, so that's why I'm thinking it must be mid-90s. Something about, I had a great night last night, I'm still around if you're in town. Which brought a smile to my face. And, yeah, and lottery results. I must have got lottery results through free of charge, if I remember. Because you wouldn't want to be paying 50p to get lottery results. Because I think that's what it used to cost. And it's kind of made me think, does anybody still use pagers? What with text messaging and data on our mobiles being so prolific. I'm trying to think of a use for a pager that justifies 50p a go. Yeah, really interesting. I just dropped a quick blog post out there and I put the phone number in the blog post. I've taken it out now, but I said, you know, anybody want to spend 50p and test this for me? And within a couple of minutes, I had a message through saying testing 1, 2, 3. But my curiosity got the so thanks whoever sent that. But I couldn't help ringing up the number myself to find out what it was, and there was a woman on the other end saying, "Hello, Christian Payne's messaging service." And I just thought, how weird. You haven't had a peep out of anybody wanting to send me a pager message since the last millennia, and now you've had two. I didn't really know what to say to myself, so I had a brief conversation with her saying, "Can you tell the last time this was used?" And she said, "No, I'm sorry, I can't." And "Does it still cost 50p she says, "I don't know how much it costs." So who knows who the mysterious women are and men behind the pager messaging system. Maybe I should look into it, or maybe someone could answer in a comment on the bottom of this audio boo, if that's how you're listening to it. If you are subscribing via iTunes, then I highly recommend that's the way I listen to all of my audio boos. But no, must now think about a serious use for my reanimated old tech, the pager. Nothing too heinous. I don't want any remote triggered devices or stuff being suggested. Thank you very much. I've already thought of that anyway. So yeah, nice. Okie dokie. Onward into more boxes to find more old tech. I would like to actually find my old CB. I could really get into a bit of CB, and I think see if people were as stupid now as they were back then. No disrespect. I was one of them. I was on the 14. It was mostly the 19 that was a bit weird. That's where the truckers hung out. Ooh. Laters.